to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We've got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, there is a therapy for tumors using microwaves. It's called microwave ablation to treat tumors. We'll talk about that. Pretty cool, especially since you can warm up the pizza at the same time. All right, that's not funny. That's not funny. All right, we're going to talk about ways to boost your odds of getting pregnant. There's also a blood test, they say, that can help predict if you are going to die within the next 5 years. I don't think many of us are even going to want to do that test. We have a man who died from a spider bite. We'll talk about what kind of spider and what to do for spider bites. Other stories I couldn't get to in the last hour was this new injection for knee pain, as well as insomniacs may have hyperactive brains, which a lot of us are like, well, no, duh, that's why we can't sleep because we're thinking. But another study showing that passive smoking could increase dramatically your risk of miscarriage, stillbirth, ectopic pregnancy. So getting secondhand smoke could be extremely dangerous for pregnant women. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I'm sorry, I'm still fighting this cold. This study kind of bothered me a little bit, but it's something that we need to know. Apparently, CheapAir.com, I sometimes buy tickets on CheapAir.com, discovered that if you book your flights exactly 54 days before you depart, you are going to get the best deal. Apparently, they looked at 4 million trips in 2013, and they found that most domestic flights are at their cheapest exactly 54 days prior to departure. All right? For international flights, the time varied, but they still around that 54-day mark, so that's less than 2 months. Now, many of us do not purchase tickets less in 2 months because we have been trained for years that the earlier you buy them, the cheaper they are because they go up, unless, of course, the week before. But like for a cruise, it's really cheap to get a cruise like a week or two before. I haven't really seen that with plane tickets. You know, I've had to, people have died in my family. I've had to run to get a flight. It's like $800, $900. I mean, I usually don't get to see that. So 54 days. Is that true? All right. Now, in Mexico, they find 89 days. All right, at the 89th day before the flight appears to be the cheapest. Caribbean, 101 days. Latin America, 80 days before the flight. Europe, 151 days before the flight. Middle East, 80 days. Africa, 166 days. Asia, 129 days. South Pacific, 70 days. Now, I have to fly to New York for Talkers Magazine conference in June. I had to buy the tickets. I already bought the tickets. All right, we get to take one baby week of summer vacation, right, because I usually work all the time in my office. I had to get those tickets early because they were expensive. They were going up. But they say if you booked before the 29 to 104-day window, you could pay an average of $33 more a ticket. If you book too late, an extra $73 per ticket. Now, it's interesting. You know, when it comes to travel, you know, I think a lot of us travel less. And to me, for your good health and for your mentation and for your sanity, you need to take vacations or holidays, as they call it in Europe, okay? And you need that. It's getting more and more expensive. You know, my husband and I rarely travel anymore. If it wasn't for the Dr. Dahlia Show radio cruise to Alaska, I mean, we really wouldn't have gone anywhere. I did have to do a couple conferences. I was invited to speak, but I mean, to actually take a vacation where you're sitting there with Mai Tais, I haven't done that in years. So CheapAir.com has some rules for when to book and when to wait. Okay, they say when to book earlier, you got to do it if you're going to be doing near a holiday, because Christmas, Thanksgiving, they say the best time to buy a ticket for Christmas or Thanksgiving was June 4th. If you're traveling abroad, all right, they say it did vary with the country. And I just talked to you about how Israel, 80 days, Europe, 151 days, etc. If you're flying someplace popular, you got to book earlier. If you're flying into a small airport, you got to do earlier. And then if you have very, very specific departure times, that makes sense, okay? But if you could wait and take your flight, pick your flight about 54 days before, if your travel itinerary is flexible, it doesn't really matter about the day. If you're flying domestically, if you're going into a large city, if it's off-peak times, like, you know, late at night, holiday time, you may want to do the wait thing. That's a toughie. My guess is maybe the airlines start to plan for the flight and start to plan when to start to consolidate flights, probably at the 54-day mark. I'm wondering if that's what it is. But I find that fascinating. And I've been a fan of cheapair.com. I've been a fan because, you know, when I buy tickets, I got to be honest, when I buy a flight, I go to Orbitz, and then I double check it with cheap seats and cheap air. Usually they only differ by a few bucks, so it's really not that much difference. Then Southwest, and I believe JetBlue, I check specifically separately. And and that's kind of how I do my little rotation when I look for flights. It's really nice when somebody pays my way. That's awesome. But, it's March now. We're in March. The 54-day mark would just kind of bring us, I think, to May. So, I don't know. If you guys still don't know what you're doing or where you're going, that's probably the best way to do it. Just plan on going somewhere. It's like when you have to be somewhere for a wedding or you have to be somewhere, that's when you get screwed. But if you're like, we just want to go anywhere, I got to tell you guys, one of my favorite vacations, it really wasn't a vacation because I had to take a class. I had to do some CME. But one of my favorite trips was Montana. We went to Big Sky. It was in the summer. It was gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. In fact, I think I was at Old Faithful. Is that what it's called? Old Yeller? Is it Old Faithful? Yeah, I was at Old Faithful. I was actually talking to my boss, John Harmon, while that was going on. And I'm like, oh, John, this is so cool. You know, we couldn't hear each other. But I remember that trip. It was awesome. You don't always have to do the Hawaii thing. Even though I really love Hawaii, we got to keep their tourism up because we need those islands to stay afloat. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You don't know how hard it has been to not be able to sing, and I'm in the shower trying to go, me, 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 me. Oh, it's so difficult, and the poor cat sitting there covering up their little eyes, the paws. All right, so, hey, guys doing out there? Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the Dr. Dahlia Show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. I know I got my energy back. If you all thought I had energy when I was sick, all right, and you're new to the show, oh, no, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm probably 60%. I'm still having some trouble breathing, so I'm 60%, but I could feel the energy. I'm already kind of doing the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu. I'm happy girl. I'm happy girl. It's nice to breathe. Still can't breathe through my nose, and my husband says I really snore like an elephant, but that's okay. You know, he's legally bound to be married to me. He's got a stick. He can't leave me yet. Big thanks to Brad who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know you guys have many other choices, many non-phlegmy choices to listen to, but you got me today, so live with it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I usually don't like asking you guys for things. things because I think I'm already, you know, asking the world of you just to listen to the show. But I do need some brainstorming. I've been bestowed the honor of raising money for kids with childhood cancer, leukemia, and lymphoma. So I've been nominated again for Woman of the Year. I know they had to do you put Dolly under man? Do you put Dolly under woman? I mean, I'm feminine enough to be under woman. All right. So I've been nominated Woman of the Year by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to raise money for kids that suffer with leukemia and lymphoma. And I am so honored. Last time I did this a few years back, we raised about $14,000. This year, my goal, personal goal, is $20,000. For the team, I want us to raise at least $50,000. Now, I don't like asking people for money because everybody's already financially strapped. You guys just barely got through Christmas and all the donations. But if any of you guys have any fundraising ideas, or if any of your organizations or your employers or your companies do like to donate for health-related charities, I need you to go to my website at drdahlia.com and contact me and let me know what I could do to make this happen, because this money actually does go to helping these kids pay for their copays, pay for their medications and their chemo, as well as research to help fight blood cancers. Remember, we can't rely on the government to do all the funding. We need to buy private sources. And the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is an extremely good organization where they really don't use a lot of the money for the internal works. They use it for the families, adults, and kids. Our particular campaign is raising money for these little kids, and they are absolutely phenomenal. One is Dominique. He's a 2-time cancer survivor. Go to my website, even though I don't need you guys to send the money yet, okay? We're going to start that end of May, but let me know if your employer could be somebody we could approach, because this is, you know, I've been doing this radio show for years, and I started this radio show because I wanted to help people. You know, I wanted to give you guys some medical advice, tell you guys the latest news, give you guys access to a doctor. Well, when I realized I could help by also, you know, helping pay for kids, medical treatment, I was like, oh my gosh. And a little bit goes a long way. One thing we may also do is the $5 for Life campaign, where if I could get everybody to donate $5 who listens, oh my gosh. I mean, can you imagine what we could do with that? And, you know, the healthcare environment is not getting any better. And then if there are any other causes that you guys feel deeply about, let me know. I mean, all year long, I fundraise. I mean, it's, you know, the campaign for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society goes from March 21st to May. And even though I will always raise money for them, I could still help you guys with yours. So please let me know what's out there, who needs to be helped, what needs to be done, and let's do it together. A little bit goes a long, long way. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. My email is on my website under contact at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Now, this is a very, very important study that came out saying passive smoking or secondhand smoke dramatically increases the risk of miscarriage, stillbirth, and ectopic pregnancy. Apparently, you are 19% more likely to miscarry and 55% more likely to have a stillborn if you are exposed to secondhand smoke. An ectopic pregnancy, where the pregnancy is viable, it's starting to grow, but it never landed where it was supposed to in the uterus, but is maybe in the fallopian tube still, that could be a 61% increased risk. And, you know, this is something that's very frightening because we... And I apologize because I'm having trouble breathing right now. Not trouble breathing, but the phlegm. Yeah. We've been able to cut back on smoking a lot. We've been able to cut people back on smoking. I've been extremely impressed with what we've been able to do as a society. I don't want to discriminate against smokers. I don't think we should overtax them. I think that is taxation without representation. All right. I don't think we should hone in and discriminate against any particular group of people. But for those of you that have quit on your own, I am very, very proud of you, and I thank you. Okay, from the bottom of my heart, I know it was tough. All right, but we still have a lot of people smoking out there, and you know, they smoke outside. I mean, they do the best they can where they can. And remember, there was this big concern that people were smoking on Navy ships, and they were worried about the smoke and the secondhand smoke. I get that, but you know, I mean, if you're on, you know, some of these, like, you know, ships with, you know, nuclear weapons, I mean, what's more dangerous, being next to the nuclear weapon? I mean, if you need to smoke to do your job, I mean, I got to admit, if my military wants to smoke, I let them do it, okay? Because you guys, I mean, you guys are putting your lives on the line. If you think you need a smoke to get through your duties, all the power to you. I'm with you on that. All right, but unfortunately, we do still have a huge population of smokers, and now the secondhand smoke has been found to put you put people at risk for miscarriage, ectopic pregnancy, etc. So, you know, people ask, what about the vaping? What about the e-cigs? Are they safe? Well, I mean, we think for now they're safe, but we don't know. I mean, there's still a vapor. Okay? It's not just salt water. It's still a vapor, and there's still nicotine. All right? You're still breathing it in, and then you're breathing it out. What if the nicotine is just as crucial on development and just as inhibitory as of implantation and development as tobacco products are? So it was a pretty frightening study. And as you could see, the fact that we're still studying more and more about smoking means there's no way we could say we know everything about e-cigs and vaping. Now, mind you, for those of you that have quit because you vaped, I'm proud of you. You quit, all right? But you got to get off the vape also. You can't be e-cigging and, the rest of your life either. You got to get off the nicotine. But I do understand and appreciate their role that they're playing in getting people off tobacco. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. British scientists now are trying to grow ears and noses in a laboratory and transplant them into humans. Scientists from Great Ormond Street Hospital and University College London have managed to use abdominal body fat and turn it into cartilage. Now, cartilage is kind of the soft, rubbery, non-bone material that's in between bones that makes up your nose and ears. They're very soft. They're very pliable. You know, some people have asked, why are noses and ears not made of bone? Why are they made of something weaker like cartilage? Well, because they need to move. You need to move your ear. Now, some of us can move our ears, some of us can't. But if I can't hear, what's the first thing I do? I cut my ear and I extend it out so I could hear. It's a trumpet. Okay, that's what your ears are. And then your nose. You need to widen your nose, distend your nose, open it up for airway. Your nose has to be pliable. Okay, you can't move bone. All right, unless, of course, you have tendons and muscle and ligaments, etc. You can't have all that up in your nose. And that's why your ears and your nose have cartilage. Make sense? Yeah, so I think you have a lot of cartilage in your pelvic area, because when women get pregnant and the pelvis has to expand a little bit, you need that wiggle room. Okay, a lot of wiggling happens down there. Now, they think this technique could help patients that have been born with microtia, which is basically where the ear fails to develop, or if they've had an accident and lose their ear, or if somebody bites off their ear in a heavyweight national championship fight. At the moment, surgeons now take cartilage from other parts of the body, and they try to, shape them into the nose and the ear. So these kids, unfortunately, go through a couple painful procedures. This new technique will allow the organ to grow in a lab using stem cells. They will then shape it using a nanoscaffold in the stem cell broth, and then they could put it beneath the skin, let the body take, and engineer new ears and noses. This is really super cool. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I always get upset when I hear somebody dies of a spider bite. You know, having grown up with spiders, I used to not be scared of them until I was bit by one. I was bit by one when I was 19. Now, mind you, I grew up with recluses and black widows, etc. And, you know, I loved working with bugs and making bug collections. And then I go to bed one day and I saw a little baby spider up in my dorm room. And I had rented out a dorm room for the summer. Actually, I didn't rent it out. I worked and I got free rent. So I was in a dorm room working that summer. I forgot what I was doing and they gave me free rent. It was so nice. And I remember seeing a little baby spider up in the corner. And I'm like, I'm not going to kill that little baby spider. It's a little baby spider. It's nature, you know, God's creatures. It's a little baby. Well, apparently I must have gotten bit by mama in my bed. I've told you guys about this. And the bite caused such an infection. I mean, almost my whole thigh had this big, huge, it looked like a big breast was on my thigh. That's how infected and indurated and big it got. And luckily, Keflex did it. The doctor gave me Keflex. It drained and it got better. But I mean, scary, scary stuff. And so I learned how to respect the power of the spider. Unfortunately, I got really scared of spiders after that. And now I'm not as tough as I used to be when it comes to insects. Well, maybe you should have that innate fear. Central Florida authorities are reporting that a man in Florida has died from complications of a spider bite. The bite became infected and developed into an abscess on the back of Mr. Ronald Reese's neck. This started to press on the spinal cord. He's 62 years old, was bitten in August by a brown recluse. Apparently, he had multiple hospital stays, numerous procedures for 6 months after the bite. From what we understand, he was just working in an old house, tearing out the existing walls and ceilings and replacing them. This occurred, this has been reported by Fox News. Brown recluse spiders like to live in the houses. All right. Apparently, he was never tested to determine what type of spider bit him, but they think based on the bite that it was probably a brown recluse. Now, brown recluses, you don't really hear much about in Florida. Okay. But, they believe this is what it was because of the venom and just the severity of the bite. According to the CDC, a bite from a brown recluse spider will start with the two little small puncture wounds and then it blisters. The venom could, of course, cause severe lesion, necrosing and necrotizing and killing the surrounding tissue. All right. The bites aren't themselves lethal, but it's the complications or if you have an allergic reaction. And, you know, the brown recluse spider, it has kind of, they call it sometimes like a violin or fiddle back. They don't necessarily have the red hourglass like the black widows do, where they have the little red spot on their abdomen. But these brown recluses are kind of violin-shaped. They're about a half an inch long, and they're usually brown. We usually see them in the south-central part of the U.S., hot, dry, deserty areas. And the key is you get this blister. You get intense pain and itching for a couple hours, and then you start to get the necrosis and the breakdown of the tissue around the ulcers. It could take months to heal. We worry about not only fever and skin rash, and WebMD reviews all the different things like, you know, joint pain, etc., but we really fear you getting a hemolytic anemia where some of the venom and the inflammatory reaction you get from the bite could cause you to kill off your red blood cells, and you get a hemolytic anemia. As opposed to an iron deficient anemia where people lose blood cells and they lose iron, this hemolytic anemia is actually hemolyzing, breaking up and destroying blood cells. So, you know, many of you will say, okay, well, when I get bit, what I usually do is I tourniquet. No, we are not going to be using tourniquets, okay? All right? You don't have to worry about the venom going up to your heart. What a lot of people don't realize is with a lot of these spiders, we need you to remain cool. We need you to clean it off and always contact emergency services if you don't know how bad the situation could be. You need to identify the spider. Sometimes we have antivenom, like for black widows. Try to identify the spider. Even if it's squashed, that's fine. Maybe you could hairspray it. They say you can even use rubbing alcohol to preserve it. Acetone seems to work. You need to look at the bite area. Make sure you also get your tetanus up to date. According to WikiHow, they also show you how to clean it, how to use, basically soapy water. I would put maybe a cool compress on it, and you elevate the extremity. You want to elevate so it kind of reduces the pooling of the blood and causes a little bit more dilution, okay? Pain can be handled by Tylenol. You got to be very, very careful with with aspirin. We don't recommend aspirin because we don't want you to have Reye's syndrome. And then you kind of watch the bite. Many times the bite is going to look worse a couple days later, okay? If the symptoms are getting worse or not improving, you need to go to the hospital. Know what these spiders look like. The brown recluse spider looks like any other spider. I mean, I have so many of these brown spiders around my house. To me, they're all recluse. I assume something is a poisonous spider until proven otherwise. I'm looking at the spider chart. It's very important to know. Like I said, your black widows, they're very glossy. They're very black. They have a big belly. Their bites may just be a little bit of a pinprick, but then you could get some major abdominal pain, etc. The younger you are, the more deadly those could be. Most adults don't die from black widows. However, I did hear of one case where somebody smashed a bug next to him and the venom went up into his eye and caused him to go blind. That's very scary for topical venom, but it's apparently there's a case report of that. Then, of course, the brown recluse spiders, again, they're violin-shaped. Okay? Well, what if I do a viola? I don't know. Piccolo? Just, you know what? If it's a brown spider, stay away from it, okay? And now their bite will sting even more than a black widow. And then, of course, you get the blistering. Okay? Don't pop blisters. I would not pop blisters. I really wouldn't, okay? If you want a bandage, just to kind of slow some of the spread, you could, but no tourniqueting, all right? And that's pretty much a quick review. I've also heard of these Brazilian wandering spiders. I don't see a lot of those. The daddy long legs, those are huge-looking spiders. The problem is recluse spiders have kind of long legs also. So, again, when in doubt, run out. Right? Okay? And call an exterminator. You really, really need to do that. Sometimes the topical Benadryl or the topical Caladryl, that can help with some of the pain. We don't want you picking and squeezing at it. That could also spread and cause more inflammation. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was a very interesting study coming out of Fox News. We were talking about pregnant, and they have here a list of 10 ways to boost your odds of getting pregnant. Now, I've talked to you guys about how to boost your odds of getting pregnant. Like, you know, men kind of hold up, you know, for a few days until prior to trying. And you guys know what I mean by holding up. You want to kind of save the sperm. Women and men, when you guys have sex, maybe every couple days during your fertile week, as opposed to every day, boom, boom, boom. Every couple days may be more advantageous just in case you ovulate a little bit later in that week. So, you know, we've talked about that, climaxing, et cetera. But these were some kind of cleaner, easier things I could talk about on air. One is to get off soda. They say having any type of soda a day can decrease your chance of fertility by 16%. Going to bed early. Making sure you sleep, having a good 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night seems to help. They say be a better brusher when it comes to brushing your teeth. A 2011 Australian research study said that gum disease could cause 2 months delay in you getting pregnant. Make sure you're exercising, not over-exercising, but make sure you exercise regularly. Make sure he also exercises. Make sure you're not anxious. One study from Columbia University suggests maybe going off gluten. That was interesting. No smoking, and maybe get the cell phones away from the man's groin. Cell phones out of the pockets because they think cell phones could possibly lower sperm. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
Lion. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this death test that you are hearing in medical headlines where we'll be able to predict if we're going to die in 5 years, just, I wouldn't panic about it yet, okay? Basically, it's a blood test that looks at four of the body's biomarkers that could point to certain health conditions, okay? Researchers found that when those biomarkers were off kilter, shall we say, subjects were five times more likely to die within 5 years. Now, this has been reported by Fox News and published in Plus Medicine. Apparently, there were two experiments. They said, first, Estonian researchers made the finding in a study of 9,800 people, but they doubted their results and asked Finnish scientists to try after research on another 7,500 duplicated the results. So the Finnish said their findings were astonishing, and people said, well, then that finishes the case. No, look, it's not funny. Scientists followed the 17,000 subjects for 5 years, during which period 684 died. All of them had comparable levels of the biomarkers. Britain's National Health Service explains that those biomarkers have increased levels of alpha-1 acid glycoprotein and citrate, albumin, and very low-density lipoprotein. So that very low-density, the very bad cholesterol, LDL, low levels of albumin, elevated levels of citrate and alpha-1 acid glycoprotein. Now, of course, in Europe, they're cautioning that we need to be careful. Now, also, you know, those tests could be kind of expensive, but if they could come up with a test, you know, the next question is, are you guys going to take the test? Okay, I've already told you guys, many of you, that your cholesterol was high. I've told my patients many times your cholesterol is high. Okay. Well, you need to take a medicine. No, thank you. But really, you should take a medicine because you could have a heart attack. I'll pass. And, you know, if we even do the test, are you going to listen to me? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, all you want to do is help the pharmaceutical companies. No, I'm trying to help you. Okay, I'm trying to help you. Okay. So, just please, guys, okay? Like, help me help you. What was that movie, Jerry Maguire? Help me help you. All right. I got to tell you, I really have to give it to Fox. I got a lot of my medical headlines from Fox today. They had another great article, 7 Life Problems You Can't Be Putting Off Anymore. All right. Many of you guys put this stuff off. No, I don't. Yeah, you do. Because I put the same stuff off. I do, too. I'm probably due for another dental cleaning because 6 months went by like that. All right. So I do the same thing. Okay, I'm not making fun of you guys. I do the same thing. Like, for example, nighttime teeth grinding. They say stop that. You cannot put that off. You're going to get sore jaw, dull headache. You're going to get arthritis in your temporal mandibular joint and have temporal mandibular joint disorders. Maybe you need a night guard. Maybe you need to visit your friendly oral surgeon that teaches you some physical therapy on your TMJ, like mine did, Dr. Steven Sachs, and he taught me how not to grind during the day. But they said don't ignore that one. All right. They also said medically you may want to repair your credit score, okay, because you never, ever know. You never know if you're going to need money. And the stress of not being able to get a loan or not having the money to pay your bills could be an issue. So that was interesting. They also recommended that you schedule a physical. Do not put off your physical. Okay? Also, make sure you have emergency funds. All right? Apparently, mortgage data firm HSH Associates reports that homeowners should assume they will have to spend about 1% of the property's value on repairs every year. All right? That's $3,000 on a $300,000 home. Repairs, hot water filter, air conditioning, heat. These are things that, if not working properly, can make you sick. Removing your wisdom teeth. Why sit there with headaches and getting infections in the jaw? These are things that may have to be addressed. See your dentist, see your oral surgeon, okay? They say don't blow off broken electronics. Many of us, when the microwave doesn't work or when the toaster doesn't work, what do? We go and get fast food, okay? Don't forget to do your advance directives. Don't forget to fill out a will. Make sure you know who's going to, make sure you have a plan. If you have to, God forbid, go to the hospital, do you have a plan? Do you? No? Many of you don't have the plan, so you don't go to the hospital. So you sit home with your chest pain and you go to bed at night, never to wake up. Okay? Have a plan. Just every now and then go, look, if there's a fire right now, what do? Okay? We escape the house this way. If I, God forbid, get sick, what do? Who's going to pick up the kids? What I think you guys need to do is whenever you guys are out to dinner, you have friends, etc., go look. All right? If we, you know, I want to make sure we have a backup plan. Okay? And we'll be your backup plan. You'll be our backup plan. You guys sit and drink and, I don't know, make fun of the Oscars and do whatever with your friends. Why don't you guys just make sure you guys have a backup plan? God forbid something needs to be done. Because you guys think you have nobody to rely on, you don't go and seek medical treatment. Now, this is really interesting. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Microwaving tumors. All right, tumor. All right. Apparently, there's this new microwave ablation technique used to heat tumors. This is being reported by Aaron Fishman, assistant professor of radiology and surgery at Mount Sinai Hospital. They are able to place a needle directly into the tumor, kill it without removing it or making an incision. You are still under conscious sedation while a microwave antenna is fed through a biopsy needle. After a piece of the tumor is removed for testing, then they place the tip of the antenna directly inside the tumor. The tumor. So without having to go through major surgery and bleeding and seeding of the tumor, sometimes we worry about abdominal surgery going after an ovarian tumor because it could seed and cause the cells to go throughout the body. This is a way that hopefully could also minimize that. Now, for those of us that are worried that we're going to get pancreatic tumors or ovarian tumors, this could be pretty cool. Now, right now, I think they could only they're using it more for the kidney, but they think they can use it already for lungs and liver. So, pretty cool stuff. Microwaving tumors. I love it. I mean, anything we could do. I just dig the whole microwave thing. Okay, so we already talked about that blood test with the finish. Well done. Sorry, there's a lot of repeated news here. We talked about the spider bite. I apologize. Okay, common asthma medicines may raise your sleep apnea risk. Now, they say that many of you that take inhaled corticosteroids could actually predispose you to sleep apnea, where you have difficulty breathing or waking up, or you wake up in your sleep because you periodically stop breathing. Now, patients with this could occur maybe 30 times in an hour, and that could affect blood flow to the heart, to the brain, and cause multiple issues, high blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, even dementia. Now, there's this new study finding a link between asthma medications and apnea. Now, it was a small study being reported by WebMD, looking at just 18 patients, but those who were on Flovent, fluticasone, or I believe Pulmicort budesonide, they had found, and we use these steroids to decrease inflammation. They found that all of the patients had changes in their tongue function and upper airway consistent with sleep apnea. I know it's only 18 people. And some of the patients were like mid-30s or older. But that's kind of significant, all right? Because for many of us, you know, already with asthma, we're afraid that we're compromised, especially at night with nighttime wheezing. So we use this medication to help, prevent asthma complications. And I'm a huge fan of inhaled steroids, corticosteroids. I don't want you on them year long. I'd like us to come up with some sort of a plan so you don't have to be on steroids year long. But it's something that we use very frequently. So for those of you with asthma, I urge you to talk to your doctor about evaluation for sleep apnea. It shouldn't just be for people overweight or with high blood pressure. If you have asthma, I think you need to be checked. Not only because of the corticosteroids, the medication, but because of having asthma in and of itself. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. Monovisc is a single injection supplement to synovial fluid that the FDA has approved, used to treat osteoarthritis. It is going to be marketed in the U.S. soon. I'm excited about this. The more of these shots, the better. Don't go away. More Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.